The phrase world record brings to mind great feats, doing what no one else has ever done. And that's what's happening this Saturday on Weir's Beach, if all goes as planned.
Our attempt precisely is to have the largest free floating raft of canoes and kayaks on a single water body.
That's Kim Murdoch. She's organizing Lake Fest, the annual festival for the New Hampshire Lakes Association. If they get some 2,000 boats on Winnipesaukee this weekend, they'll bring another Guinness World Record to New Hampshire. Guinness is publishing its 2014 edition in a few weeks, but officials there sent us a list of New Hampshire records past and present, and they include the astonishing and the downright esoteric, along with Mount Washington's famous wind speed record of 231 miles per hour, and Chutter's General Store's longest continuous candy counter in Littleton. There are records like world's largest meatball, 222.5 pounds, and this record set last September in Bristol, fastest marathon dressed as a dairy product, male. Ryan Palmason ran a 3-hour, 10-minute, 36-second marathon in the guise of an ice cream sundae. Kim Murdoch, by the way, knows something of costumes and world records, too.
Our family had the distinct pleasure of being part of the world record for the most people simultaneously dressed as superheroes in one location. I was one of literally thousands of Wonder Women.
The superhero gathering was a fundraiser for Dartmouth's Children's Hospital, and charity is at the heart of a lot of world record attempts. So is commerce. The superhero record at Dartmouth has since been broken by 1,580 costumed people in Los Angeles promoting the animated feature film Megamind. New Hampshire has seen world records set for commercial reasons, too. In 2011, the New Hampshire Lottery Commission tried to highlight a new ticket with what it called the highest payout ever by making the largest scratch ticket ever. The ticket stood over 36 feet tall and more than 18 feet wide. The guy scratching off the numbers had to use a cherry picker truck to get to them. Guinness plays up the promotional potential of world record attempts. They even have a section on their website called Record Breaking for Marketing and PR. But lest you think that world record setting has just become a means to an end, there's the story of former Dartmouth student D. Parker Finney, who for 8 years dreamed of building the world's largest barrel of monkeys chain, and last year did it.
We had just under 6,000 monkeys in our final chain. Actually, I wish I had counted more carefully before the attempt, because we were under 6,000 by just 10 monkeys.
New Hampshire's biggest foray into the world of world records, of course, is the Keene Pumpkin Festival and its annual attempt to reclaim the title of Most Lit Jack-O-Lanterns Displayed. Keene established the record in the early 1990s with 1,628 pumpkins, but since then, several other record-chasing towns have upped the pumpkin ante to the point that the current record, held by Boston, sits at over 30,000. Festival founder Nancy Sporberg says this fall's event will change all that.
This is the year that we're going to do it. We're determined to bring the record back home. It belongs to us, it's ours, and we're going to bring it home.
As Keene knows well, setting a record is one thing, keeping it is another. That's why Kim Murdoch says if Lakefest does break the canoe and kayak raft record this weekend, they'll have to defend it at Lakefest 2014. For NHBR News, I'm Brady Carlson.